And once they're down there, how are we actually powering them? I assume that we have to use batteries, but do batteries work under that sort of pressure? Do you need novel batteries in order to do it?
Well, what we do is we normally use our conventional lead-acid car battery and we sink the whole thing into oil, which is inert. So it's pressure compensated. There's no airspace. There's nothing to collapse under pressure. As long as the oil's in there, the electrical contact still works. So that's a kind of tube-and-tubeful way of doing it. But lead-acid battery capacities are slightly limited, so we have other systems where we use lithium-ion, but they have to be inside pressure housings because the last thing you want to do with lithium is get it wet. And there's a certain danger element involved with lithium as well where things don't go right. So, but the batteries is a big issue with us, especially in autonomous systems.
Fantastic. Well, thank you ever so much, Alan. That's Alan Jamieson from Ocean Lab at the University of Aberdeen.